A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" The Gospel of Jesus Christ. Our local newspaper has a regular column in which someone is asked a few light-hearted questions about what they think about life. One question always asked is, "What person would you least like to be stuck in an elevator with?" And another one is, "Whom would you like to invite to dinner?" And people's answers usually name public figures in both categories. I guess from reading today's gospel that Matthew would be unlikely to be the Pharisee's choice of a dinner guest. More likely, he'd be the one they would least like to be stuck with up a sycamore tree. But Jesus actually seeks Matthew out, calls him to be a disciple, willingly engages with Matthew's friends and associates. For the Pharisees, the issue here is sin, but it's sin of a particular kind. For them, Matthew and his friends were sinners because they work in a social institution that the Pharisees regarded as unacceptable, the collection of taxes for the government. And as far as they were concerned, working in that field was Matthew's personal choice, and therefore his sin. The trouble is, no one can avoid being a part of a social structure. It was one of the first discoveries the apostles made following the departure of Jesus from their community. Those first believers in Jerusalem had to learn how to relate their new faith to the faith of Judaism, and how it should change their attitude to property, to their pagan neighbors, and to their persecutors. They had to come to terms with the ways in which paganism underpinned so much of public life, from the food in the markets to the worship of the emperor. And they sought to make sense of their experience of the equality of all believers within the stratified and slave-owning society that they knew. Following that apostolic period, this wisdom seems to have faded from the church, and it was not until the 20th century that popes began to talk about the concept of social sin. But today's gospel makes the point strongly. To have an impact on the people affected by an institution, and to change an institution so that it becomes more human, you need to be a part of the institution. Many people think they're helpless to intervene in powerful institutions like big business, economic policy, public health, the church, poverty. Jesus saw in Matthew something that fitted in with his own understanding of the human condition, that we become imperceptibly embroiled in sinful structures, and yet, if we choose, we can begin to make changes from our own seemingly insignificant place. Plenty of examples of that in our own world. In Poland, an electrician named Lech Wałęsa began a change in the world's political map. Seamstress Rosa Parks sat on a bus and changed America. Rebel and Saint Maria, Mary MacKillop, an Australian nun, was excommunicated in 1871 for denouncing priests who abused children. Now, she's the patron saint of church whistleblowers. And just look at all the wonderful people currently working in fields of prison reform, social inequality, poverty, human trafficking. For the Pharisees, holiness was about avoiding the taint of real life and paying ritual attention to one's religious obligations. But Jesus reminds them of the saying from Hosea that holiness means faithfulness, kindness, mercy. And we exercise those qualities in the real world, the world where so much of our social structure, our laws and our social expectations burden people and plunge them into the sins of crime and poverty and lack of freedom. Like Matthew, we are invited by Jesus to find our own true identity by living the Christian life in the world.